Ursula K. Le Guin, The Complete Orsinia, Malafrena, Stories and Songs. By Ursula K. Le Guin. DB 90731. Copyright 2016 by Literary Classics of the United States, Incorporated, New York, New York. Read by Stephen Van Doren. This book contains 592 pages. Approximate reading time, 25 hours, 15 minutes. This book contains markers allowing direct access to, at level 1, the primary table of contents, introduction, sections, chronology, and notes. At level 2, the secondary table of contents, parts, and songs. And at level 3, the chapters, tales, and stories. Library of Congress Annotation. A collection of stories and songs from the author's Orsinian cycle, which focuses on a fictional Central European country called Orsinia. The stories collected cover several centuries of Orsinia's history. 2016. From the book jacket. The inaugural volume of Library of America's Ursula K. Le Guin edition gathers her complete Orsinian writings, enchanting, richly imagined historical fiction collected here for the first time. Written before Le Guin turned to science fiction, the novel Malafrena is a tale of love and duty set in the Central European country of Orsinia in the early 19th century, when it is ruled by the Austrian Empire. The stories originally published in Orsinian Tales, 1976, offer brilliantly rendered episodes of personal drama set against a history that spans Orsinia's emergence as an independent kingdom in the 12th century to its absorption by the Eastern Bloc after World War II. The volume is rounded out by two additional stories that bring the history of Orsinia up to 1989, the poem Folk Song from the Montaigne Province, Le Guin's first published work, and two never-before-published songs in the Orsinian language. In a career spanning half a century, Ursula K. Le Guin has produced a body of work that testifies to her abiding faith in the power and art of words. She is perhaps best known for imagining future intergalactic worlds in brilliant books that challenge our ideas of what is natural and inevitable in human relations, and that celebrate courage, endurance, risk-taking, and above all, freedom in the face of the psychological and social forces that lead to authoritarianism and fanaticism. It is less well known that she first developed these themes in the richly imagined historical fiction collected in this volume, which inaugurates the Library of America edition of her works. The Complete Orsinia gathers for the first time the entire body of work set in the imaginary Central European nation of Orsinia. The early novel Malafrena, begun in the 1950s but not published until 1979, the related stories originally published in Orsinian Tales, 1976, and additional stories and songs. In a new introduction written for this volume, Le Guin describes the breakthrough that led to her first novel. Most of what I read drew me to write about Europe, but I knew it was foolhardy to write fiction set in Europe if I'd never been there. At last it occurred to me that I might get away with it by writing about a part of Europe where nobody had been but me. So Orsinia was established, a country like its near neighbors, Czechoslovakia, Poland, and Romania, with a long and vivid history of oppression, art, and revolution. An epic meditation on the meaning of hope and freedom, love and duty, Malafrena takes place from 1825 to 1830, when Orsinia is a part of the Austrian Empire. Itale Sorde, the idealistic heir to Val Malafrena, an estate in the rural western provinces, leaves home against his father's wishes to work as a journalist in the cosmopolitan capital city of Krasnoy, where he plays an integral part in the revolutionary politics that are roiling Europe. 13 additional stories trace the history of Orsinia from the 12th century, when it first emerges as an independent kingdom, to 1989, when its repressive Stalinist government falls in an Orsinian velvet revolution. The poem Folk Song from the Montaigne province, Le Guin's first published work, joins two never-before-published songs in the Orsinian language. The volume also features a newly researched chronology of Le Guin's life and career and detailed notes. The beautiful full-color endpaper map of Orsinia is drawn by Le Guin herself. About the editor. Brian Atterbury, editor, is professor of English at Idaho State University and the editor of Journal of the Fantastic in the Arts. He edited the Norton Book of Science Fiction, 1997, with Ursula K. Le Guin and Karen Joy Fowler, and is the author of Stories About Stories, Fantasy and the Remaking of Myth, 2014, and Decoding Gender in Science Fiction, 2002, among other books. Ursula K. Le Guin, The Complete Orsinia, Malafrena, Stories and Songs. Contents. Introduction by Ursula K. Le Guin, page Roman 11. Malafrena, page 1. Songs, including Folk Song from the Montaigne Province, page 351. Red Berries, Montaigne Province, page 352. The Walls of Rakava, Polana Province, page 353. Stories, including Orsinian Tales, including The Fountains, page 359. The Barrow, page 363. Ile Forest, page 372. Conversations at Night, page 386. The Road East, page 414. Brothers and Sisters, page 424. A Week in the Country, page 459. Andy Musique, page 480. The House, page 495. The Lady of Moje, page 505. Imaginary Countries, page 517. Other stories, including Two Delays on the Northern Line, page 529. Unlocking the Air, page 543. Chronology, page 559. Note on the Texts, page 575. Notes, page 577. Reader's Note. Explanatory notes found in the print edition are located where indicated in the text. When needed for clarity, key words from the text are repeated prior to notes. Map found in the print edition is not included in this recording. End of Reader's Note.